The TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah says the Ghana Trades Union Congress is satisfied with a 20% increase in the new minimum wage, though it would have welcomed a greater increase. He said the minimum wage is applicable to all workers once it is gazetted and binding on all employers. Mr. Asamoah told Abraham Sarion behind the news that several considerations were taken before the tripartite committee came out with a 20% increase.
It takes account of several factors, economic factors like cost of living, other economic indicators, social factors, as well as how it takes account of the interests of workers as well as the interests of our industry.
Did you really consider conditions of service? Because someone has argued that conditions of service have worsened by more than 20%, and therefore this 20% increase is really nothing at all to write them about.
Indeed, in all salary negotiations and other factors, inflationary trend has been a major factor. You would appreciate the fact that, yes, they say we are in a single-digit inflation, which does not mean that prices of goods and services are not going ahead. The minimum wage is not the real wage for workplaces. The real minimum wage for workplaces is what is negotiated between the employer and the employee at the workplace. It is only serving as a national safety net. The idea is to ensure that the vulnerable in society are not really underpaid in a way. So it's not just an easy way to say that economic situations have gone beyond that. Indeed, if you check even the trends for the past 4 or 5 years, I think we have never been getting even around 20% each time. So it's been quite a difficult thing to painstaking thing to determine, because if you set a minimum so high and the industry can pay, it has also its repercussions.
TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah. A labor consultant, Austin Gamme, says it is illegal for any employer to pay workers below the approved minimum wage announced by the tripartite committee. He said the committee does not need to consult all employers before fixing the minimum wage. He described a 20% increment in the minimum wage as good.
I was not even expecting 20%. I was expecting around 18% or so. But having achieved 20% means a lot of things went into it.
You could also be the government is listening.
Let me also say that perhaps we can add that as a feather in their cap, they have furthermore advanced the tax threshold. The entirety of the minimum wage is exempted from taxation, which means additional money has been directly put into the pocket of the people earning it. And it trickles upward, likewise. And therefore, it's even beyond the 3673 they have achieved.
Mr. Gamme said people who earn below the minimum wage are not required to pay tax on their earnings.
You can increase your pay, except that you must match it to productivity.
Does that mean that those who earn the minimum wage are not going to be taxed?
Yes, and the key thing here is that in our labor act, both employers and the union to find out how they can ensure that these principles work. And we must be seen working much intelligently than we have been doing so far to improve upon productivity, because we have come to realize that there is a lot of loopholes in our productivity cycle. And therefore, we are not producing very, very well as a people. This one that has been approved now, no employer has a right to pay below that, including the media people who are paying below this kind of pay, or even are not paying it at all, who have at least to come to the barest minimum.
A labor consultant, Austin Gamme.